Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app. Star One Credit Union, in your best interest.
From KQED.
Mic check, check one, check two. Are we here? All right, we're here right now-ish.
Hey, what's up with it? It's Pendarvis Harshaw, host of Right Nowish. I love bikes. I love biking. The excitement you feel when you pull up to the park and you see your crew. That moment when you hop on and peel out. You abide by traffic laws, but you still jump off a couple of curbs and hit a few wheelies. When you're coasting slowly, chopping it up with your folks that you know from way back, or when you're vibing to music and you blast down a straightaway. Those times where you hit a corner and you smile sunward while the wind blows through your hair. And the air causes that funny thing to happen where you get a single teardrop in your eye. You ever just ride to ride? Look, I'm obviously passionate about biking, especially with the homies. And that's what we're discussing today with an East Bay biker who has his roots in Berkeley. His name is Omar Jones, or Mies, AKA O-Mies.
The bike is just more refreshing. I feel like my brain's moving like way smoother and I can just think way better.
He's a biker who not only gets out and bends corners with the crew, he brings his camera everywhere, capturing details of his lifestyle and branding what they do. He also gets in front of the lens. There's this one black and white photo of him popping a wheelie alongside his friend Almighty Geo. Taken by Kamal X, that image is now on billboards all over the Bay Area as a part of an Apple advertisement campaign. When I saw the billboard near 7th Street in West Oakland, I got all into that social, economic, political train of thought. You know how big corporations have proven to create a domino effect that drives out working class folks, artists, creators, keepers of culture, folks of color, black folks, especially in Oakland? And yeah, that's part of the story. The other part is how Mies is taking his lifestyle and making a living off of it. And he's teaching others how to do the same. We've got biking and branding, community and culture, and cameras, and two spins of a wheel.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com.
So one of the bike groups you ride with and photograph is ABC. Who are they?
So ABC is basically a bike club in the Bay Area, and every Wednesday, like, they meet at King Cog in Oakland. And it just, like, grew. It was just 10 people that started at first. They were just riding through COVID. Yeah, they just grew. Like, we'd have, like, 150 riders, 200 riders, 250 riders. Pretty much grew up into a big community.
What's it like riding with that pack?
It's cool. It's like, you know, a lot of the people that I'm riding with are, like, pretty much, like, we know how to ride with each other. So that's cool. Well, like, the newer ones, it's kind of harder because they don't really know how we ride and stuff. So, you know, it's not like they get in the way, but it's like you got to just be cautious of your area. Because, you know, sometimes people crash and stuff. I mean, that's going to happen with a big crowd of people, you know, moving through the streets. But we usually keep it very safe, and it's, like, fun. It's super fun. We go, like, 10 miles every time with, like, 200 people, so.
There's benefits to riding in the groups. You know, it's fun to be in that big pack of people and kind of shut down traffic, but it's also dangerous, you know, like, one slip up, people fall on like dominoes.
Somebody does crash, like the whole pack just stops and we just make sure everybody's good. That's what's cool. It's like it's like a real community. It's not like we just ride and just keep going and leave people. Now it's like everybody's stopping and, you know, we got people in our club that, you know, do the bike stuff and just can fix it real quick and we can just keep going.
ABC, what does it stand for?
Another bike club. And then their slogan is fun and serious business.
And that's just one of the collectives that you're biking with, right? What's another group?
It's just a bunch of kids I'm helping. It's called Goers Go. So that's been like a huge impact because it's like kids ages from 12 to 18. You know, I've just been kind of like impacting their lives. For them to be able to tag along with me and just see how I move, it's like I know they're looking at it like how I would look at it. Like I didn't have a person like me at that age. So I know it's like important time for them.
Omar also works to connect other young bikers to brands and employment opportunities in the Bay Area and in Los Angeles.
I tell them all the time, too. It's like, I'm not going to always be here. Like, I'm not going to always be able to be around y'all. You know, you got to be able to take your own type of thing. That's why I built this around for you. You guys could support each other as a team, you know. Whatever money comes to them is 100% theirs. Like, I'm not trying to really I just have the resources to be able to put them in those positions, you know, like having a photographer friend that happened to be doing an Apple campaign.
How does it feel to be a mentor?
I've never been called a mentor. It's like a big brother thing. I don't see it like anything other than that, you know. It's like I just try and help where young men don't have those people. These kids have been able to see what I've been able to do with them just alone. Like, so they're like super locked in and believable. They pull up now. They do all that stuff. We've just been continuing to work on projects and keep focused, and that's it.
So you're deeply immersed in the culture of wheels and biking. And I'm wondering, from your perspective, what are some of the other positive things that come out of biking culture?
It's just amazing to see all these kids like really ride these bikes, you know, like, it's good to see them off their phones, like, for real, like, outside enjoying the weather. Because if they didn't have the bikes, like, the streets, you know, the streets is just going to eat them up alive, you know. Like, I can't even lie about that. Like, I grew up around all that. So this summer is going to be why the murder rate is not as big, because kids are going to be out on their bike. That's how I feel like, you know, that's what I'm hoping for. It's like, I see my friends riding bikes, I'm going to go ride bikes with them, you know. And it's no drama. It's like, it's always cool. So.
Whoa. Like, you look at biking as a deterrent to violence?
It's worked in the past. You know, I've seen, you know, scraper bikes, what they've done, you know. It keeps me out of the streets, so I just know. And the kids around me, it keeps them out of the streets. That's, like, basically where I can just see it going, you know.
Speaking of bike safety, I've heard mixed feelings about the development of bike lanes, specifically in East Oakland. And, you know, people questioning, like, who are these bike lanes for? How do you feel about the evolution?
Biking is just like a good way of transportation. I feel like they're trying to just cut the traffic and car costs down, or emissions or whatever. But like, you know, I understand that people also want to protect that those neighborhoods still too, because it's like they don't want gentrifiers there. And that's literally what Oakland is developing into, you know, their surrounding cities. So it's really hard when we don't have as much say as we, should have, you know.
Yeah, I'm literally asking a question because I know it's a dual-edged sword for me. When I see new bike lanes, I'm like, that's tight because I ride bikes, but also, like, I know what that's a nod to in terms of community development. All right, so the first time you saw the billboard with you and Gio hitting wheelies, how'd you feel?
The first time I saw it, I was like, damn, this is, like, incredible, like, to have the brand partner. Like, that's, like, I wouldn't say legendary, but people give me that, like, status.
That's my bro right here. That's him right here.
No fucking way. For real. I look up to you every morning.
It's, like, unstoppable, pretty much. It's, like, what else can you do? Or what else, you know, how far can I go? I really have no limits. I'm still experiencing these things, so.
Is there a negative side to being paired with Apple? Like, I've heard people being like, oh, you might compromise culture or a sellout kind of concept. Is there anything negative?
I'm an opportunity person, not an opportunist. I understand what I'm doing. I understand my purpose. I understand my vision. I understand who I need to align myself with. I understand all that. So whatever people will say, that's their opinion. But like for me as a business person, I'm like, that's good business. Like I'm going to do that. I mean, it's always going to be like our culture is going to be compromised in some way. Like we don't necessarily control everything. We don't necessarily have like an ESPN that's owned by Black people, you know. Not saying that we will never have it, but it's like we don't have that type of control.
I've related to that, but a little different. I've been in conversations lately about how many images there are mounted of Black people in Oakland, and how it seems like there's more images of Black folks on buildings in Oakland as there's an exodus of Black folks out of Oakland. And I'm wondering, how do you feel about that?
I've grown up seeing the gentrification. Like, I wish I knew, like, the market value of everything, honestly, before, like, everything kind of hit. But I also don't think it's too late either, because at the same time, I did get an Apple opportunity. So it's like, okay, they're in our backyard now. They're knocking at our door. So it may be a chance for us to be actually have those opportunities in those buildings and things. But we're the land of the hustler, so we're going to survive it either way, you know?
Said, y'all leaving out one variable. We breed hustlers out here. We're going to survive. Yeah. One time for Mies, aka Omar Jones. Congrats on a billboard, and really, what's going on behind the scenes? Organizing folks on bikes, the branding opportunities, showcasing your photography at art galleries, and designing graphics for clothing. To follow Mies, check out his Instagram, I am O Mies. That's spelled I A M O M E E Z. On there, you'll see plenty of biking photos and lots more. There's something about the ability to take your lifestyle and make a living off of it. There can be benefits and detriments, but none of that should overshadow the culture of biking here, where folks of all ages and races mob around the East Bay, the city, or the valley, hitting wheelies and surfing on their bike or just cruising and enjoying the scenery. That's what I'm talking about. That's the culture that Mies & Co. represent, and I'm proud to be a part of it. The one and only Marisol Medina Cadena is the producer of this show. The Jessica Plachik is the editor. Our engineer is Seal Muller. Sarah Pineda, Jacqueline Carbajal, and Kiana Mogadam are the folks who make up the engagement team. KQED execs are Erica Aguilar, David Marcus, and Holly Kernan. Once again, my name is Pendarvis Harshaw, or Pen, OG Pen in the social media world. This is the second episode in our summer series about wheels, community, and culture in Northern California. We've got plenty more on the way. And we want to see your wheels. Take a pic and use the hashtag RightNowish to tell us about what wheels mean to you. Thanks for listening. Back with more next week. Until then, peace. Right Nowish is a KQED production.